Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 25th of May, 2015. The title, Are You Going to Follow the Rules or Get Something Done? I belong to a volunteer organization that's part of the National Guard here in the state of Georgia. We are as military as you can get. If you saw us in uniform and didn't know your badges and insignias, you would think we were regular Army. When I joined this organization 5.5 years ago, my family and close friends didn't expect me to last 6 months. After all, I'm not exactly known for following the rules. A few years ago at one of our major events, the question was asked of command, why don't we have license plates for us in our organization? Logical question, we are part of the state's safety and preparedness systems, and certainly other organizations have such benefits. Now, I am not at a high enough rank in this organization to command a turtle to cross the road even after 5.5 years. That is my fault. My travel schedule has precluded me from taking the requisite training courses to be eligible for promotion beyond the rank of corporal. However, I got to thinking about the license plate question. I need to add that we are entirely volunteers, again, and that the state of Georgia pays only for workman's compensation when we are on duty, but that's it. We are the cheapest, quotes, employees, end quotes, in the state by any measure. So last summer, I sauntered over to my state representative's home, he lives about 2 blocks away, and presented the case for the license plates. Our legislature only meets in the winter, but he said he would bring it up. Well, on the 6th of May of this year, the governor of Georgia signed the bill giving us each one vehicle license plate per year with our insignia on it, at no charge as long as we stay in the organization. So our cost to the state went up by about $50 each year. Still the cheapest employees in the state.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Jen, I was wondering, are we going to spend money advertising this year?
Fred, we've been over this before. I cannot see spending money on advertising. It simply doesn't work. Remember that year we advertised in that trade magazine? That provided zero results for us. Heck, I doubt our ad even reached our target audience.
Well, Jen, I just got off the phone with Kurt Gifford, the sales manager of Paparitalo Publications, and that company truly cares about his clients. Kurt sent me their media kit, and after looking through the kit, I was impressed. Have a look for yourself. They not only have our target audience, but they also measure and communicate their efforts to clients. I really like this media company. I looked on their websites, I listened to their radio programs, and they have quality content.
I don't know, Fred. Advertising is so expensive.
Well, Kurt told me that they work with their clients not only to fit their advertising needs, but also their budgets. Besides, you know we need to increase our visibility in the industry.
Well, that does seem enticing. How do we learn more?
Kurt would like us to set up a meeting with them to discuss our advertising needs and further explain how they can help increase our visibility. He even said that their vice president and CEO would be willing to talk to us.
Fred, why don't you call Kurt and schedule a meeting with them?
Advertising doesn't have to be a negative experience. Paparitalo Publications strives to ensure your products and services are marketed in a superior way. To learn more, contact Kurt Gifford at 770-367-4823 or email him at cgifford@taii.com or contact Helen Rausch at 937-403-8602 or email her at helen.roush@taii.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
But that is not the point. If I had carefully thought about my rank and position in the pecking order, I would have done nothing. Instead, I decided to do something. Was it a risk? Perhaps, but only a slight one. What are they going to do, fire me? We face these issues all the time at work. There are people who feel constrained to follow the rules, and there are those who see an opportunity for the company and exploit that opportunity for the benefit of the company. The first group is called followers. The second group is called leaders. Leaders use the rules as guidelines, assess which are really important and which are not, then seek opportunities to improve the business with some consideration of the rules, but all the while not blindly following them. Followers, on the other hand, obsess over the rules. The most dangerous ones obsess over rules long gone by. For instance, I have seen people blindly following company rules that were in place under a different company ownership. Unless these are regulatory rules related to environment, employment, or safety and administered by a government body, this is crazy. It reflects either an extraordinary fear of breaking the rules or a complete lack of engagement in the business day to day. Speaking of engagement, I once saw the best test of engagement ever in a morning meeting in a mill I was visiting. The mill manager passed out 3x5 cards at the start of the meeting. He asked everyone to write down on that card what the safety incident rate was through the previous day and the tons made on each of the machines the previous day. He did not collect the cards, but he told the participants that if they had not written anything on their card, they needed to strongly consider why they were working in that mill. Message received from a leader. You might want to take our quiz this week if you are interested in improving your career in your mill, and you may take it online. For safety this week, we follow the safety rules, don't we? No shortcuts here. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.